So this is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 18. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances as a gopi. In text 1 and 2 and 3, I'll just read the English because we... How glorious is Gaurachandra, the benefactor of the entire universe. O Lord, please place your lotus feet within my heart. All glories to the life and soul of Nityananda Sarup. All glories to the Lord who is affectionate to his devotees and who is the abode of all good qualities. All glories to Garanga with his devotees. By hearing topics about Lord Chaitanya, one attains devotional service. Hina mate navadvipe vishambara rai. Sankirtana rasa prabhu karaya sadai. Vishambara constantly remain absorbed in the mellows of Sankirtan while living in Navadvipa. Madhyakanda kata bhai shuna eke man. Lakshmi kache prabhu nitya karila jeman. O brothers, hear with fixed mind, ekman, one mind, the topics of Madhyakanda, which describe how Mahaprabhu danced in the dress of Lakshmi. Ekadina prabhu bali lena sabastan. Aji nitya karibhan ankara vidhan. One day Mahaprabhu told everyone, today we will perform a drama according to the prescribed rules. So there's so many rules of drama. It's described in the purport. There's a word in the verse called anka. Anka means like, I guess scene, different scenes, different acts. We say act one, act two. So each scene of a drama is called an anka. So in one anka, or one scene, that's what Lord Chaitanya says, according to the rules, anka, in one scene of a drama or a play, there's usually three or four actors, and there shouldn't be too many subjects, like calling from a distance, killing, fighting, revolution with a state or country, marriage, feasting, cursing, offering garlands, death, playing chess, biting lips in lust, touching breasts or other embarrassing acts, sleeping, drinking, seizing a city, taking a bath or applying cosmetics. A scene of a drama or play should not be too long. So you can't have all these things in one scene. And one scene is playing chess and maybe some argument, and then that scene closes and a new scene starts. So this is some idea. The characters of a particular scene should be clearly defined and should awaken emotions and sentiments within the audience. During a fight, no one should be present on stage other than the participants. That makes sense. If it gets into the audience, it's not a fight, it's called a brawl. Sarashiva Budhimanta Kanera Dakya Balilena Prabhukacha Saja Karagya. The Lord called Sarashiva and Budhimanta Khan and told them, arrange for costumes. He called them because they were rich. They had a lot of money. I think Budhimanta Khan had paid for Mahaprabhu's marriage and fed everybody in Navadvip. Well, the Chapan Bhog or something. It was a huge affair. It cost millions of dollars. And he paid for it all because Mahaprabhu was a poor Brahmin. Shaka Kanchuli Patta Shari Alankar. Jogya Jogya Kari Shaja Kara Sabakar. So the Lord is telling them to arrange for costumes, then he speaks four or five verses of instruction to Budhimanta Khan about the arrangements. He says you should bring conch shells, conchulis, bodices, silk saris and ornaments suitable for all the participants. Gadadhara Kachibena Rukminira Kach Brahmananda Tara Buddhi Saki Subrabhat. Gadadhar will dress as Rukmini and Brahmananda will be her elderly female companion named Suprabha. Nityananda Haibena Badayamar Koto Jala Haridasa Jagayite Bhar. Nityananda will be my grandmother and Haridasa will be a guard who will keep everyone alert. Also in these Vedic or Sanskrit dramas in Natya, there's always one announcer of the drama, and then there's also one Virusakara, one joker. So this Haridas is going to be the guard, but he's also going to be a joker. Even if it's a serious play, there's always a joker to help people laugh here and there, so they don't get too serious and cry too much. Very interesting. Shivasa Narada Kache Snataka Shiram Dutiya Ajimuni Balaye Shriman. Shivas Thakur will dress as Narada Muni. Narada Muni Bhajana Vina Radhika Ramana Radhe. Shriram will be someone who has just bathed, and Shriman will volunteer to hold the torch. I guess that's their lighting, evening drama with some torches. Advaita Balaye Kekaribe Pachakach. Prabhupali, Pacha Simhasane Gopinath. Advaita said, who will dress as the hero? The Lord replied, the hero will be Gopinath, who is sitting on the throne. I guess that means the deity of Gopinath, I'm not sure. Now Mahaprabhu says, Sattvara Chalaha Buddhimanta Kana Tumi Kacha Shaja Karagya Nachi Bhana Ami. O Buddhimanta, quickly arrange the costumes so I may dance. Agya Shire Kari Sada Shiva Buddhimanta Grihi Chalilena Anandera Nahi Anta. Accepting Mahaprabhu's order on their heads, Sada Shiva and Buddhimanta returned home in unlimited ecstasy. Sekshane Katijara Kandoya Taniya Kacha Saja Karilena Sundara Kariya. They immediately raised a canopy made in Katijara and prepared many attractive costumes. That's a good place to buy tents, I guess. They set up a tent, a big tent for the production, the drama stage. Laiya Jateka Kacha Buddhimanta Khan Tuilena Lana Takorera Vidyaman. After collecting necessary costumes, Buddhimanta brought them before Mahaprabhu. Dekiya Haila Prabhu Santoshita Man Sakala Vaishnava Prati Balila Vachan. On seeing the costumes, Mahaprabhu was satisfied at heart. He spoke to the Vaishnavas as follows. Prakriti Sarupa Nritya Haive Amar Dekite Jitendriya Tara Adhikar. I will dance as the Lord's potency, Prakriti Sarup. Only one who is self-controlled is qualified to watch this dance performance. Jitendriya, Indriya Jit, one who has conquered his senses, he has the Adhikar, the eligibility to see a dancing woman. In this case, the Lord. Now he repeats the point. Sei sei jai beyaji badira bitare jai jana indriya tarite shaktidare. Only those who are in control of their senses will be allowed to remain within the house. Lakshmi veshe anka nritya kariba takur sakala vaishnavaranga badila prachur. Realizing Mahaprabhu would dance in the dress of Lakshmi, all the Vaishnavas felt great happiness. Sheshe Prabhu Kata Kani Karilena Dhada Shuniyai Hailila Sabe Vishadita Vara. But then when they heard the Lord's strict order, they became filled with lamentation. By this requirement, Gaurasundara was showing that mental speculators have no qualification to realize the variegated pastimes of the Lord. Sarvadye bhumete anka dilena acharya ajinitya darshane mora nahikarya hamiseya chitendriya na jaiva tata shivasa pandit kai mora oyekata. Scratching a line on the ground, Advaitacharya was the first to speak. I am unable to see the dance today. I am not in control of my senses, so I will not be able to attend your dance performance, Mahaprabhu. Shivas Pandit said, Prabhu, I was going to say the same thing. So if it Advaitacharya Mahavishnu said Shiva is not qualified to see, and Srivas Thakur Narada Muni, then who is? Shunyat Thakura Kahe Ishat Hasya Tomarana Gile Nirtya Kahare Laya. On hearing their words, Mahaprabhu smiled slightly and said, if you do not come to the performance, then who will attend the dance? Because these are the senior members, Srivas and Advaitra, the senior personalities and age. So the juniors won't want to overstep the seniors. It's a matter of social etiquette. Sarva Ranga Chudamani Chaitanya Gosai Puna Agya Karilena Karo Chintanai. Lord Chaitanya is the crest jewel of all enjoyers. Again he declared, do not worry. Mahajogeshwara Aji Tomara Haiba Ndekiya Marekeya Mohana Paiba. Today all of my followers will become Mahayogis. You'll become great mystic yogis. None of you have to worry about seeing my dance as Lakshmi. None of you will become bewildered. Mohana Paiba. Because in former incarnations, some of these associates of the Lord, they did become bewildered. Because if it wait to Acharya, of course that's Shiva. That's the expansion of Sada Shiva. But Shiva became bewildered by the Lord once before when he dressed as Lakshmi. He dressed as Lakshmi and in the form Mohini, and Shiva became bewildered and chased her. So it wait to maybe recalling that, so why? And Narada Muni also got bewildered by the Lord in the previous pastime. There's this one pastime that happened like this where Narada Muni got bewildered. He was thinking one day, Narada Muni was traveling here and there, he's thinking, oh, my father got bewildered by Maya because he ran after his daughter. I don't know if it's the same or not. And because she became, his daughter became a stag, or deer, and then Brahma took the form of a stag, or some pastime like this. He became sexually attracted and ran after her. And that's my father, Brahma. Then what about my brother? Narada Muni's, I mean, Shiva's my brother. And he also became bewildered by Mohini. Ah, this family of mine, they're really... But me, I'm always playing my Veena and chanting Narayan's glories. I go everywhere. I don't get bewildered by Maya. So a little bit of pride came in Narada Muni's mind. So Vishnu, of course, doesn't like his devotees to become proud. So one day Narada Muni was walking here and there in some kingdom. And he saw a well. And he was walking and he was feeling thirsty. He saw a well, and then there was some young lady there with a bucket, and she was drawing water. So he said, well, I'll get some water from that well. And so Narada Muni went to that well, and then he asked the lady, can I have some water? Is this good drinking water, sweet water? Like we say nowadays. And she said, yes, yes, very sweet, varia, varia mitai. So she said, you take some. So then he cupped his hands, and she tilted her bucket, and he lifted the, and drank the water with his hands. And then and when he was doing that, he looked at that girl. He thought, oh, she's very cute, very pretty. His thought came in his mind, and he thought, oh, what is this, you know. And then he went away. And then he was moving in that kingdom here and there. Then he heard some news. He said, the king of this region has one daughter, one princess, and he's going to give her for Swayamvara, for marriage. So the invitation is going out to all the people, all the available men in this kingdom. And any kingdom wants to try to win the hand of my daughter, please come. So then Narada Muni, he was thinking, I wonder, maybe that's that girl that I, you know, saw at the well. Maybe I should go to the Swayamvara. That story's in Puran. So then he went to the Swayamvara. And then when he went to the Swayamvara, there's a big assembly hall. There are there's two rows of seats on either side, and many, many princes were sitting there. And on one end, the king was there with his queen, and his daughter was kept some other room. So all the princes were lined up and eager to see her, and then she would be given a garland, and she would walk up and down the aisle between the two rows of princes. You know the story? And she could put the garland on there, you know, on her choice, her heart's choice. This was like, you know, the style. And this Swayamvara put the garland on her hero. So then Narada Muni came in, and he was unnoticed. Everyone was so busy looking at the king and looking at the door where the princess would come out of, this concealed door, or a door next to the king's seat. And his daughter was in a room behind that, so everyone's attention was there. They didn't notice. Narada Muni came in, he took his seat, and he sat down at the end of the row. And he sat there, and he was with all the other kings and sages, rishis, mystics, whoever were there, thinking that they had some interest in this beautiful princess. So then the door opened up, and then all the princes and kings, they looked at that daughter. Oh, she's so beautiful. They're really beside themselves with lust and attraction. So the girl was given, the father gave the garland to the daughter and said, now you go and you walk up and down, you look at these great heroes from different states or wherever, and you pick out your favorite one, you put the garland on, and then that'll be your husband. So she was walking, and then she walked down to the end of the aisle just to see everyone. And when she looked, she saw the seat where Narada Muni was sitting. And she said, and she was, ha, 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 and she pointed, what's this? Who's this? You know, what is he doing here? And then all the princesses turned their attention, because they were all staring at her. And they looked at that last number seat, and they saw that sitting in that seat was some kind of person, but it was like a Kimpurusha, because it was this person was holding a veena, but the person had the face of a monkey. So they said, what is this? You know, some monkey came in here like Narada Muni or something. So all the kings, all the princes, hey, and they took their swords. This is only for kings. It's not for monkeys. Said, get out from here. Get out of here. You know, and they, all the guards came. What is this monkey making some mockery of this assembly, this Swayamvara? So they came with weapons and swords and said, get out from here. And then Narada Muni, he didn't understand what they were talking about. He said, I'm Narada Muni. He just said, what do they say, monkey face, is that? He said, hey, what do you mean? What is this? You know, do you know who I am? I'm Narada Muni. I'm a son of Brahma. You know, I can burn this whole assembly in 1 second. I'll curse all of you. What are you doing? I have a right to sit here. I also want to take part in the Swayamvara. He said, then listen to this guy. Now he's saying, this monkey's saying he's Narada Muni. Hey, come on, monkey. Hey, come on, Narada. Come on. Hey, Narada, play your veena, monkey. And so they surrounded him with weapons, and they drove him out of there and said, get out from here. And then they pushed him, he dropped his veena, so they picked up his veena, they threw him, take this veena and go pretend to be Narada Muni. So he picked up his veena and said, what are they talking about? Monkey face? It's terrible. And he's all scuffed up and some dirt here and there, roughed up. So he went down to the river, there's some river nearby, some lake. And he bent down to wash his face, and he looked in the water, and reflection. Oh my God, I got the face of a monkey. How ugly. Oh my, look at my nose. What has happened? And he sat down, and he said, Narayan, 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 Om Narayan Vande, Om Narayan Vande, Om Bhagavan Narayan Vande, Om Bhagavan Narayan Vande. He started offering prayers to Narayan. And then he heard an Akashvani. He said, my dear devotee, my dear bhakta, Narad, you should be very careful. Don't ever become proud. All of this has been created by me to teach you a lesson. May you learn the lesson, learn it well, and never become proud again. Because pride precedes a fall. So then he looked in the water and had his normal face again. And all this was actually, this whole thing, the well, the lady drinking the water, the palace, the Swayamvara was all a spurti, a vision, it was a dream. There was no well, there was no princess, there was no palace, there was no Swayamvara, there was no monkey face. It was all done to teach Narada Muni. Lord is, I guess, joking here. He's telling he's going to make everyone a Mahayogi so they can all see his dance performance. No one has to worry. And wait, and Shrivas don't have to worry now. They can see the performance. Shuniya Prabhu Ragya Advaita Shrivas Sabara Sahita Mahapaila Ulas. Hearing Mahaprabhu's statement, his order, Advaita Shivas and all the devotees became overjoyed, maha-ulas. Sarvagana Sahita Thakura Vishambar, even before Lord Chaitanya Vishambar started this drama, he's already creating so much drama. It's the whole thing, the whole Leela, because Leela means drama. The meaning of Leela is drama, so much emotions and feelings. So here, the devotees are feeling, oh, he's making the stipulation that unless one is free from any desire, he won't be able to come in unless he's completely in control of his senses. Only he can watch the dance performance of that I do as Lakshmi. So then Shivas and Advaita had second thoughts and what to speak of all the other devotees. And then he said, no, that's okay. I'll make you all Mahayogis. You can all come. So there's already so much drama before the drama's even started. So now they're all ulas, they're happy. Sarvagana Sahita Thakura Vishambhara Chalila Acharya Chandrasekhara Agara. Lord Vishambhara and his associates went to the house of Chandrasekhara Acharya. Ai Chalilena Nija Vadura Sahite Lakshmi Rupe Nirtyabara Adbhuta Dekite. Mother Shachi and her daughter-in-law went there to see Mahaprabhu's, Vishambhara's, wonderful dance in the role of Lakshmi. Bara Adbhuta, most amazing and wonderful dance. Lakshmi Rupe. Jata Apta Vaishnava Ganera Parivar Chalila Aira Sange Nritya Dekibar. The family members of all the Vaishnavas accompanied Mother Shachi to see the dance. This is a wonderful drama being performed by the father of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. His wife is going to see him dressed as Lakshmi Devi. She's Lakshmi Priya. Now he's going to see her husband and all the family members of the Vaishnavas. Sri Chandrasekhara Bhagya Tarae Simha Jaragari Prabhu Prakashile Mahima. This was the limit of good fortune for Sri Chandrasekhara. For Mahaprabhu was manifesting this dancing pastime at his house. Vasila Thakura Sarva Vaishnava Sahite Sabare Haila Agya Swa Kacha Kachite. Upon arriving there, Mahaprabhu sat down with all the Vaishnavas, then ordered them to dress in their costumes. Karajori Advaita Palila Barabhar Mora More Agya Prabhukon Kacha Kachivar. With folded hands, Advaita repeatedly asked, O my Lord, tell me, which dress should I wear? Prabhu Bale Jata Kacha Sakalita Mar Icha Anrupa Kacha Kacha Apanar. Mahaprabhu said, all the costumes are yours. Put on whichever one you wish. Bhaya nahi Advaitara ki kariba kacha brukuti kariya bule shantipura nat. Advaita had no external consciousness. What need did he have for a costume? The Lord of Shantipura wandered around with his eyebrows in a frown. He didn't think he needed any costume. He thought he was already ready for the performance. Sarva bhave nache maha virushaka prai ananda sagar maje basya vedai. Advaita danced in various moods like an expert jester and floated in ocean of bliss. Virushaka prai, like a joker, like a great joker he was dancing. So he's already creating some drama just by him dancing around like that. Mahakrishna kolahala utila sakal anande vaishnava sava haila vival. A tumultuous vibration of Krishna's names arose there, and all the Vaishnavas became overwhelmed in ecstasy. In traditional natya or drama, before they begin the drama, there are some certain things they do, and one thing they do is they shower the flowers on the audience. So some mangala karya. It's a very auspicious act that they do. The audience is sitting there, and from somewhere, they shower flowers. They come with baskets and they shower flower petals and everyone. So it makes something very fragrant and colorful, and creates certain. It creates joy in the heart. Oh, something's going to happen. People get ready. Oh, something's already happening. And even now, this is 500 years. This is traditional thousands of years ago drama. What these people 500 years ago. So nowadays, they try to have these audience participation and get dramas where the actors interact with the audience. So it's already going on. This is one of the basic elements of Sanskrit drama. So it's like the Mangalacharna. Before the drama begins, they shower the audience with flowers to create some excitement, anticipation, and participation also. Wow, I'm involved. What's happening? Oh, is this part of the drama? I'm in the drama. So the showering of flowers here was the flowers of the holy name. So they're having a tumultuous vibration. Mahakrishna Kolahala, Utila Sakal. Everyone was chanting Krishna's names, arose there, and everybody was overwhelmed in ecstasy. Kirtanera, Shubharamba, Karila Mukunda, Ram Krishna Balahari Gopala Govinda. Mukunda began to lead Kirtan as follows: Ram Krishna Balahari Gopala Govinda. Pratame Pravishta Haila Prabhu Haridas. Mahadui Ghompat Kari Bharane Vilas. Haridas Prabhu appeared first on stage. Remember, he was supposed to be a Chokidar, so he's more like the Vidushoka. His charming face was decorated with a long handlebar mustache. So everybody. Mahapaga Shobe Shire Dati Paridhan Danda Haste Sabare Karaye Savadan. Haridas, this is the Haridas Namacharya. He was dressed in a loincloth, and his head was adorned with a large turban. With a stick in his hand, he cautioned everyone. So obviously he's the joker, he's the jester, the court jester. Just to see him, everyone would laugh, because everyone would understand it's Haridas. This skinny little guy with a big handlebar mustache, a very charming, beautiful face. Varane Vilas, a face full of pastimes, full of joy. And then he's dressed in a loincloth, which that means copan. That's what he always wore. And he had a turban on his head, a copan. Long handlebar mustache. Can you imagine the scene? I mean, this skinny guy comes out to this guy with a handlebar mustache and a turban and yielding a big stick. And Savadan, saying, everybody, be careful, careful, sit down now. Are are bhai sabahau sabadan nachiva lakshmi raveshi jagatera pran. He's like the MC, master of ceremonies, and the vidushaka, the joker. Oh, brothers, get ready. The performance is about to begin. The life and soul of the universe will now dance in the dress of Lakshmi. Be careful now, he says, sabadan. Hatte nari chari dike dhayai vedhai sarvange pulaka krishna sabare jagai. As Haridas ran about with a stick in his hand alerting everyone, the hairs of his body stood on end out of love for Krishna. He's running around with his kofans and turban and handlebar mustache. Krishna bhajas Krishna seva bala Krishna nam dambakari Haridasa karaye ahvan. Haridas proudly invited everyone, worship Krishna, serve Krishna, chant Krishna's names. Krishna Bhaja, Krishna Seva, Bala Krishna Nam. Haridasa Dekhiya, Sakala Ganahase, Ke Tumi Ekaya Kene, Sabe Jigyase. Everyone laughed as they watched Haridas. They inquired, who are you? Why are you here? Haridasa Valayami Vaikuntha Kotal Krishna Jagayami Buli Sarvakal. I am a watchman from Vaikuntha. I always wander around awakening people to Krishna consciousness. That's pretty good. Vaikuntha Chadiya Prabhu Ailena Ita Prima Bhakti Lotaiba Takura Savata. The Lord has left Vaikuntha and come here, said Haridas. Now he will distribute pure love of God everywhere. Lakshmi Veshe Nirtyaji Kariba Apane Prima Bhakti Lutyaji Lao Savadane. Today the Lord will personally dance in the dress of Lakshmi. Therefore, carefully plunder that ecstatic love today. The word luti means to loot. It's funny. Bengali and Sanskrit is the same. Luti means to loot, means to plunder, to steal. Prema bhakti luti, aji, today, aj, lao, take it. But very carefully. Heta balidui gomfa muchudia hate. Baradiya bule gupta murari rasate. After speaking this way, Haridas curled his mustache and ran around with Murari Gupta. Dui mahavival krishnera priyadas dujera sharira gora chandrera vilas. Haridas and Murari, these dear servants of Krishna, were both overwhelmed in love, for Gora Chandra enjoyed his pastimes in their bodies. Gaurachandra Vilas, Dui Sharir, Krishna Priyadas, Mahavival. They were overwhelmed and greatly overwhelmed because they're such dear servants of Krishna. They were overwhelmed. And the Lord was enacting his pastimes in their bodies. Shaneke Narada Kacha Kachiya Shivas, Praveshila Savamaje Karila Ulas. Shortly thereafter, Shivas joyfully came on stage dressed as Narada. So now the Vidushaka has begun the drama. The joker, the jester, the announcer is Haridas Thakur. He's inviting everyone for the drama and telling them to be careful and make sure that they steal the love of God that will be distributed in this drama. It's not only drama, but it's a distribution of love of God. Whatever Lord Chaitanya does is a distribution of love of God. Whether it's chanting, or whether it's crying, or whether it's drama, or swimming, or splashing water in Jalakiri, or carrying Haridas' body and put in samadhi, it's all acts of distribution of love of God. So Shivas came on stage, so now you're there, you're sitting in the audience, you're at Acharya Ratna's house. Chandrasekhar's other name is Acharya Ratna. He's a jewel of all the Acharyas. Chandrasekhar Acharya. He's the crest jewel of all the great Vaishnava Acharyas of Navadvip. And it was being held in his house, which is where the Sri Chaitanya Mat is in Navadvip by the Yoga Pit. There's Radhakund there and Shamakund there and Govardhan, and all those places are there. So that was actually the former house of Chandrasekhar. So Bhakti Santa had a dream about that. And he established his temple there. When he was digging the foundation there, he found some shila that was actually worshipped by Chandrasekhar. Some story like that. So you were there also, it's 526 years ago. Or 519 years ago or so. Lord Chaitanya's married there with Lakshmi Devi. He's doing his drama. We're sitting there and we're seeing, oh, who's that? Who's that with the skinny guy with the turban? And that handlebar mustache and a big stick. Oh, that's Haridas. Oh, God, look at this Haridas. What's he doing here? And now there's Shivas comes on stage. What does he look like? What am I seeing? What do I see when I look at this drama, when I see this stage? Mahadirga Paka Dari Fonta Sarva Gai Bina Kande Kushahaste Chari Dike Chai. Shivas, in the costume or the dress of Narada, had a long white beard. He's an old Narada, not a young Narada. His entire body was decorated with dots of sandalwood paste. He carried a veena on his shoulder and kusha grass in his hand as he looked all around. So he had it, I suppose, on his left shoulder. He was holding it. Veena like this and kusha grass in his hand. He's looking all around. Beard. Ramai Pandit Kakshe Kariya Asan Hate Kamandalu Pache Karila Gaman. Ramai Pandit followed Narada Muni with a water pot in his hand and a straw mat under his arm. Vasite dilena rama pandit asan sakshat narada jena dila darshan. Ramai Pandit offered Narada the mat to sit on. It appeared as though Narada had personally appeared there. Shiva sera vesha deki. Of course, that's true. Shiva is Narada. Shiva sera vesha deki sarvagana hase karya gabira nara Advaita Jignase. On seeing Shivas' dress, everyone laughed and waited to question him in a grave voice. Ki tomi aileita, konva karane. Who are you? Why have you come here? The drama's already started, right? Advaita's just there as he is. He's no costume. He looked at all the costumes and says, okay, I have my own costume. So then Shivas replied, Narada Muni, please hear my words. Narada amara nam krishnera gayan ananta brahmande ami kariye brahman. My name is Narada. I sing Krishna's glories while wandering throughout innumerable universes. Vaikunthe gela na krishna deki bharatare shuni lama krishna gela nadiya nagare. I went to Vaikuntha to see Krishna, but I heard there that he was not home. He had gone to Nadia. Shunya deki lama vaikunthera garavdwara grihini grasta nahi parivar. I saw that all the houses in Vaikuntha were vacant. I could not find any men, women, or families there. Na pari rahite shunya vaikuntha dekiya. I didn't want to remain in Vaikuntha since it was deserted. There was no one there. My Lord was not there. There was no one there. So remembering the Lord of Vaikuntha, I came here. Prabhuaji Nachibena, Dari Lakshmi Vesh, Ateva E Sabhai, Amara Pravesh. Today my Lord will dance in the dress of Lakshmi. Therefore I have entered this assembly. Shiva Sera Narada Nishta. Shiva sera narada nishta vakya shuni hasya vaishnava sava kare jayadvani. After hearing Shiva speak words that were befitting Narada, all the Vaishnavas laughed and chanted, Jai, Jai! So Narada Muni was speaking quite appropriately. Abhina Narada jena Shiva sapandit se rupa se vakya se charita. So of course, this is the verse, this is the praman for Chaitanya Bhagavat, that forevermore establishes the identity of Shivas in Vishnu's pastimes, like Kunta Lila. He's very clearly, he's Abhina Narada. There's Abhina, there's no difference. He's the same form, the same voice, and the same character. Rupa Vakya Charita. Shiva Pandit looked just like Narada with the same form, same words and characteristics. So therefore when Kavi Karnapur wrote Gaura Ganadesha Deepika and gave the previous identities of those in Gaura Lila, he would remember shlokas like this to establish Shivas as none other than Narada Muni. Jatapati Bratagan Sakala Laya Ai Deke Krishna Suda Urase Magnahaya, Mother Shachi and other chaste ladies all became absorbed in the nectarine mellows of Krishna consciousness as they watched. It's an interesting translation. Krishna Suda Rase Magna. They became submerged. Magna, submerged in Suda Rasa, the nectarine rasa, Krishna, the nectarine rasa of Krishna. Krishna nectar rasa. Suda means nectar rasa. Krishna Suda Rasa Magna. Nectarine mellows of Krishna consciousness. Malanire Balayai Iniki Pandit. Maline Balaye Shuni Ai Sunishchita. Mother Shachi asked Malini, is that your husband, Shivas Pandit? Malini said, yes, it certainly is. So all the mothers and wives are going to be able to try to identify their sons, because all these parts are being played by men, all these female parts, male parts, by Brahmins. It's interesting because when you think about Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila, because this is Gaura Lila with Krishna Lila, the title of the chapter is Mahaprabhu Dances as a Gopi. So it's Madhurya Lila, dancing actually in Lakshmi Vesh. But this is Madhurya Lila, Kanjaka Lila, Vaikuntha, whatever, Gaura Lila. But mixing of Gaura's Madhurya Lila with the Audharya Lila, Audharya Lila of Gaura with the Madhurya Lila of Narayan and Lakshmi or Radha and Krishna. So if you think about the Narayan Bhatta Goswami, 500 years ago, he started a type of drama, this Ras Lila performances in Braj. And the idea was to preserve the culture, the Braj culture, the memory of Krishna's pastimes and the sweet rasa of Krishna's pastimes, so the people would be able to be Krishna conscious, Radha Krishna conscious, and be really true Brijvasis in the true meaning of the word, be injected time to time with plays and dramas about the Leelas of Radha and Krishna, so they would remember Radha and Krishna and not forget them, and in a very sweet and deep way. So he wrote these dramas and created this whole system of Ras performances. And the way he designed it was it should be all performed by boys, no ladies, to keep it pure and innocent and actually transcendental. No Lokic Ras mixing up, no mundane vibrations, man-woman vibrations. So to some extent he was believing that it could be Alokic, transcendental. Only Brahmins were, only boys were performing, no ladies or no women. Only boys and men, in some cases men will also perform. And they're all Brahmins, no Baniyas or Shudras or Kshatriyas. It's all Brahmins who technically are supposed to be somewhat pure and somewhat Brahminical and somewhat Brahman, spiritual, closer to God. So these pure-hearted, innocent. Another thing that he did, he chose boys that were before they were in puberty. So all the actors and actresses had not even reached their youthhood yet. They themselves were not contaminated by these prabdhas and these samskaras of womanly attraction or sex attraction, because they were beneath the age. They were not mature yet. So they could give a very wonderful depiction of Radha Krishna's leelas. And of course they study very deeply in the tattva, and they learn, they live in ashrams together and rather rigorous training and performance. It's not a momentary thing, it's a whole life actually. I know them. Some of the performers, Fata Krishna's group, I know them and know what they go through, the training, and they have schooling in their house, homeschooling, so they don't mix up with any other people in public school. So they live together 24 hours a day in the ashram. They have their schooling of regular subjects, and then they're acting and practice, and then they go out and perform. So it's quite intense. So we see some basis for this. We can see Chaitanya Bhagavat, this play of Lord Chaitanya. This play of Lord Chaitanya is all men, first of all, and they're all Brahmins. Every one of them is a Brahmin. They're all Pandits and Brahmins. And they're depicting the Madhurya Leela of Lakshmi Narayan, dance performance. And they're all pure, obviously. So we can see that even this tradition in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, what to speak in the Brijvasis in Vrindavan, in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we also have this tradition of Ras performances done only with Brahmins, or in this case they're grown men, they're married. Lord Chaitanya's married, Shivas is married, and Dvaita's married. Well, there's some great similarities here between the modern Ras performances that have been done in Braj over the last 500 years. Modern means they're going on now, but they've been going on since 500 years, and the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. It's almost as if he set the precedent, because Narayan Bhatta was initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He's a Gaudiya Vaishnava to begin with, and later they say somehow he was influenced by Nimbark Sampradaya, or he went to that side or whatever. But he wrote a very famous book called Braj Bhakti Vilas, which is a Parikrama guide for Trasi Ghosh, Vrindavan, Dwarasavan, Vrindavan, Parikrama. Then he wrote these manuals and plays for this Ras Lila performances also. So I couldn't help but see the similarity or connection here. So the ladies are watching and trying to identify their relatives in the play. Parama Vaishnaviyai Sarva Loka Mata. Shiva Sera Murti Deki Haila Vismita. Mother Shachi was a great Vaishnavi, the mother of the universe, Sarva Loka Mata. Yet, Shachi Mata was struck with wonder on seeing the form of Srivas appearing as Narada Muni. Because she was, this is all Nara Leela. This is not much Aishwarya here. So she doesn't really know that Srivas is Narada Muni. But what she saw was Narada Muni, and the effect on her was that this is Narada Muni. I'm just a Brahmani. I'm a lady of Nava. I'm a lady of Navadvip. She doesn't think she's Sarvaloka Mata, Parama Vaishnavi. These are all the descriptions of Vrindavan Das to properly describe her with great respect and adar. But from her side, remember, it's Nara Leela. Gaur Leela is Nara Leela also. They start thinking he's God, and how can she breastfeed him and all these things? How can she raise him? So it's the same Yoga Maya is acting there. So she's thinking, this looks like Narada Muni. Anande Padila Ai Haya Murchita Kotao Naika Datu Sabbe Chamakita. Mother Shachi, on seeing this form of Narada, fell unconscious out of ecstasy. Everyone was astonished to see that there was no life in her body. So we're talking about the drama of Lord Chaitanya's Nritya or Natya, dancing Lakshmi Vesh Natya, dancing the Vesh of Lakshmi. There's a whole other drama going on just and with the audience, the members of the audience. It's even more intense drama, and it's not even a play, it's real time. It's a drama within a drama, it's Leela within a Leela within a Leela. Satware Sakalapati Vratanarigan Karnamule Krishna Krishna Kari Sanaran. The chaste ladies, Pativrata Narigan, softly chanted the names of Krishna into her ear, Karna Mule, at the base of her ear, the root of her ear. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Samvit Paiya Ai Govinda Sanare, Pativrata Gane Dare, Darite Napare. As Mother Shachi regained her external consciousness, she remembered Govinda. Although the chaste ladies tried to pacify her, they were not able to. He mata ki ghar bahire sarvajan bayanahi spure sabe karina krandan. In this way, everyone inside and outside the room lost external consciousness and began to cry. So there's a whole another drama going outside with the spectators, or the, let's say the audience. There's Malini and Shachi and Vaita's wife, Sita. And they're all crying and having their own drama there. All so much pathos and worry. Grihantare Veshakare Prabhu Vishambar Rukminira Bhave Magna Haila Nirbhar. As Lord Vishambhar put on his dress inside one of the rooms, he became fully absorbed in the mood of Rukmini. This is very interesting, this text 69, or let's say 70. In chapter 18, Mahaprabhu is dressed fully absorbed in the mood of Rukmini. And he's identifying as her and dressed as her. But in the very beginning of this chapter, when he was speaking with Buddhimanta Khan and Sadashiva and telling them to arrange everything for this drama performance, he told them at that time, he said, Gadadhar will appear as Rukmini. Of course, Gadadhar is Shakti Tattva. So now we have to think, because now Mahaprabhu is appearing. So I guess Mahaprabhu is Shakti Tattva. Mahaprabhu is Shakti Shaktiman. He's Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He's both Radha and Krishna. So now he's in a mood of Shakti Tattva. So now that Gadadhar aspect, that Shakti Tattva aspect of himself, he's assuming now and displaying the form of Rukmini. Well, that's one answer, one explanation. Or another explanation, maybe he wanted to, let's say, surprise Buddhimanta Khan and Sura Shiva. Because he told them, oh, you make all arrangements for this drama. Rukmini will dress as, I mean, Gadadhar will dress as Rukmini. And Brahmananda will be your companion, Subra. Nityananda will be my grandmother. And Haridas will be a guard who will keep everyone alert. Shivas will be Narad. So he's telling who's, but he doesn't say who, he just says that so-and-so will be my grandmother, but he doesn't say who he's going to play. So in one sense, it seems like Vishambhara is hiding his role in the drama when it first starts, when he's describing the Buddhimanta. So maybe they can be surprised when they come later and after they say, oh, who is this? Hard to say. Let's see how it goes on. So he's fully absorbed in the mood of Rukmini. Rukmini Bhav. Rukmini Vesh and Rukmini Bhav. Apana na jane prabhu Rukmini Avesh. Vidarbera sutta jena apanare vas. Being absorbed in the mood of Rukmini, Vishambhara forgot himself and considered himself the daughter of the Vidarbha king. So continue tomorrow to hear how he expresses himself and his new identity as Rukmini. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.